So we're here today with Tim Emerson. Tim is the committee chairman of Troop 4 and an all-around jack of all trades. And if you don't notice, we're still recording from Karen Romer's episode in the abandoned River Center. So it might be a little echoey, but Tim has a really awesome job, and I'm going to let him explain what he does. Tim, what do you do for a living?
Well, I'm sorry, were you talking to me? Hold on. What page on the script was?
We are the only three people in this building.
I do not like these work conditions.
It is kind of hot in here.
It's very hot.
It's hot, but I think it's because the air is not on because it is an abandoned.
Yeah, and the bathrooms are locked.
They are.
So, yes, I am the promotion manager at Fox 18, the Quad City CW, this TV, and me TV.
Oh, wait, so first question.
Oh.
We're jumping straight to the questions.
I don't know. That may have been
a question. What are this TV and me TV?
Oh, I know what me TV is.
Bad, but not so bad. No, this TV is a movie. It's a channel for movies. It's the MGM movie library, but not the good MGM movie.
So, like James Bond?
Yeah, sure.
That's an MGM movie.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So what movies then? I mean, MGM.
Sabata.
What? I don't know what that is.
It's a Lee Van Cleef movie. Come on.
That's why I don't know what this TV is.
Now, so MeTV has old episodes of like Batman, and doesn't it? And it's got all the old like retro.
Like the Adam West Batman.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And Batman. That's on like regular TV.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's
No. It's on cable. We have it on satellite.
Oh, okay.
Emergency, Hogan's Heroes.
Yeah.
Mork and Mindy.
I don't know.
I haven't seen that on there. But all right. So your title, promotions manager.
Correct. Promotion manager. Promotions. I don't know. Potato.
So you promote it to the general public.
Correct.
The new shows, all channels. Okay. So how long have you been doing that?
22 years.
22 wow. years, and mm-hmm. all with a Fox affiliate?
That's correct, all with KLJB.
Here in Davenport.
Correct.
Wow.
So all those little, you guys have had a ton of different things over the years. Like the little money bag thing that was down in the corner, and you'd have to call, like I remember with Dwyer and Michaels, they would have to call in and say, what was the money bag for the Simpsons for that day?
What line was it set on Seinfeld?
Something like that. So is that kind of the promotions things that you guys do?
Well,
if
people enjoyed playing those games, then yes, that was me. If you hated them, if they drove you nuts, that was somebody else.
Okay, so you've been doing it 22 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when I was young, they had the
You were
Fox
probably in my kids' club.
Kids' club.
Yes.
And I remember I used to get a magazine because that was Power Rangers. That was Batman the Animated Series.
Mm-hmm.
I remember if I got to my Cub Scout meeting early enough, we could watch the last half of Batman the Animated Series.
Nice.
Bobby's World.
The Tick.
Oh,
was one of my favorites.
Spoon.
Yeah, the Tick was pretty good. And they've had that out on DVD, so I've gotten to go back and watch it. Mm-hmm. It still holds
still holds up
pretty
yes,
well.
It does. Yes, it
now
does.
The live action one should have gotten more credit than it ever got. Well, that one I kind of enjoyed as well.
Really?
Yeah, in one of those fluky moments, Fox pulled the trigger too soon on a show and canceled it. They usually let their shows run a long time.
What's funny is, like, that's one show where I was watching it and I thought, this probably could have had a longer lifespan.
Yeah.
Firefly. Needed to have a longer lifespan.
Briscoe County Jr.?
That I haven't seen that one, but I've heard good about it.
Yeah,
Bakersfield PD. Yeah, all my favorites. They all died.
But yeah, so you did all the like the kids club things.
Yeah, you were probably that pesky kid who was always writing me postcards.
No,
Can I be a winner?
I did try to call in one time. They had like a Star Wars one when the special editions came out.
Oh yeah.
So I did try to call in then. That's the only time I remember ever trying to call in.
Yeah, you were
that
kid.
VR Troopers, Beetleborgs. Those shows were awesome. VR Troopers, Masked Rider was awesome.
You know, I know it's like really outdated now, but I remember when Mighty Morphin Power Rangers was proposed, or actually Fox had already accepted the pilot. This is when we still had cartoons.
Yeah.
And I thought, what the... edited. what is this? This is horrible. This is the worst thing I've ever seen. And the ratings started coming in, and by golly, I was on board with it.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember now, my brother loved it.
And now they're going to make a movie.
They're making a live-action, like Michael Bay gritty, type. Yeah, like Ninja Turtle movie.
Right,
mm-hmm. Because I go to the Comic-Con world, mm-hmm. I've had the opportunity to meet Tommy, the Green Ranger, Bulk and Skull, and Rocky the Red Ranger. Now, Rocky the Red Ranger and Tommy, the Green Ranger... They will have a time where they'll go in the back, put on a Power Ranger outfit, and you can take pictures with them in the Power Ranger outfits. They're probably in their 40s now.
And how much do they charge you?
On spandex and
how much
pictures.
Do they make off that,
oh,
though?
Oh, I bet, like...
Is it 50, 40 bucks 50, a pop?
At least.
How do you know that's them coming back out in the costumes?
They don't have the helmets on.
Oh,
that and the paunch. That and the limping because one knee got blown out.
The thing is, like, now, and I've seen this with Owen. Owen started watching Ninja Turtles.
Oh, yeah.
Ninja Turtles is awesome. I grew up in the Ninja Turtles. Different Ninja Turtles than what he's grown up on.
Yeah.
But Ninja Turtles. And then he discovered Power Rangers.
Yep.
And he started gravitating towards Power Rangers. Ninja Turtles was the gateway drug to Power Rangers. Power Rangers, I mean, I still have a box somewhere in my parents' house full of Power Ranger toys, villains, monsters. I never was able to get a Megazord. My parents thought it was too expensive. And now I realize that they're only like $30. Like, they couldn't have put out $30 for a Megazord.
Now they're collector's items.
I know, right? But no. So... thank you for being a giant part of my childhood.
I'm happy to help mold you into who you are today.
So you're to blame then.
Yeah, I am to blame.
Okay.
Yes.
Man, well, tell him, what else, like, you also do CW.
Yes. We have, you know, Vampire Diaries and Arrow this fall. We'll have The Flash, which should be pretty cool.
I haven't watched Arrow yet, at any of it. But because The Flash is coming out, it's made me more interested. I'm more interested in The Flash, but I feel like I have to watch Arrow to get what's going on in The Flash.
Yeah, I remember when CBS, I think, made their own version of The Flash. This is
now, but the guy that would play The Flash in that version,
yeah,
is going to be in the new one.
Is that Tom Cavanaugh?
As the same?
No. Oh. He's not The Flash, but he's going to be like,
oh, really?
The dad or something.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was The Flash, now he's The Shuffle. But I remember the effects then were like, oh, wow, this is cool. And now, man, it's like really... we live in a day when cars can transform into robots, dinosaurs can roam down the street,
yeah.
Superheroes can fight aliens coming through a hole and a rift in the sky.
Raccoons and trees can talk and shoot guns.
Yeah. And very convincingly, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. They can make Vin Diesel sound like he can act. By giving him one line. Well, there are two. You changed pronouns from I to we at one point.
Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. There was an angry sound outside. I think just the Iron Giant.
People coming to get us.
But other than your background professionally, mm-hmm. you've also been a volunteer now for several years. You came to Troop 4, I don't know, how long ago?
February.
In February.
Yeah.
And you become the committee chair just a few months ago, months ago.
Yeah.
And since then, you've basically just built up a monster committee. Just started telling the parents, hey, this is what we need. Come on board. We're going to a good place. And, you know, if we really want to put on the best program for your boys, this is how to do it. Mm-hmm. And it's working.
Yeah.
And Troop 4 is now becoming that real presence in Davenport that we're looking for. And really, that's a big credit to you. And I know Troop 4 has a lot of good parents, obviously. They've all stepped up now. Mm-hmm. But you guys are really going in a good direction.
That. Yeah. When Jeff McAllister was talking to me about coming on board, you know, the poor guy, there were like three people running our committee. and they were all wearing multiple hats.
Yep.
And I just kept thinking about whenever we would try and convince my son to help us clean around the house, we'd say, Jake, you know, if more people help, that's less time per person. We can all be done sooner, and we can all go do something fun, like go to a movie or whatever. And not that that worked very well with him.
In theory, it was good.
Right. But to get the committee together, I just convinced, quite easily actually, several parents that the more adults we have serving on the committee and helping out, the less any one person has to do. And the job is so much more fun, so much easier if all you're doing is wearing the one hat.
Yep. Yep.
And so that...
That's like the perfect sale.
Yeah.
Because we have a lot of people that they get burnt
now
out.
Now I'm done.
I'm out.
I've seen so many people that get burnt out, you know what I mean? Or mm-hmm. they get frustrated with what they're doing, but they try and take on so much. Yep. And really, when you spread it out above everybody, because the one thing is, I know that if Ian and I had to do everything, Ian would be divorced, and I would be even more depressed than I currently am. So,
and your depression makes me feel better, so it's really kind of a mixed bag.
Well, my depression is based off the fact that Fox got rid of Firefly and the Tick.
That's what I'll start.
I shouldn't be making a joke about depression. It's a very serious And Andy laughs.
He wants to go on record. Tim Emerson feels that.
Yes.
Well, Tim, I know that Ian and I not only could talk to you all day, but sometimes we do talk to you all day.
Yeah, hello, got a job I need to do.
Yeah, and so we have three questions that we ask all of our guests. Mm-hmm. And the first question is right up your alley.
It's perfect for you.
What is your favorite current TV show?
Archer.
Archer?
On FX?
Yes.
I don't think and I've started watching
it. I haven't. It looks funny, and I've never caught it.
I don't watch it on FX. I watch it. I just stream it on Netflix. Oh, my God. Well, for one thing, is it H. John Benjamin, whatever his name is? He's also the voice of Bob from Bob's Burgers.
Oh, okay.
In fact, it's the same voice. He makes no attempt to change it. So it's so weird to see Bob, whatever his last name, from Bob's Burgers. I should know. I air the show. And Sterling Archer. And it's very tasteless. It's very crude.
It sounds right up my alley.
Yeah. It's not. And if any scouts are listening to this, I never said Archer. But if you're not easily offended, then
that's the show.
You probably
for you.
Still should think twice. But yeah, it's. I mean, it's like, oh my God, did they really just do that? Okay. Anyway, love it. That or if you want something a little bit safer. We are watching The Newsroom right now. We like Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Orange is the New Black.
Yep.
Boy, I should name something from Fox.
That's what I was thinking.
When Brooklyn Nine-Nine with Andy Samberg.
I have not
Chelsea
watched
Freddy.
That, but I know
Chelsea
that that's...
Freddy's
oh, yeah. That show is brilliant.
I've seen one episode.
I haven't seen any.
But it was like in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I didn't... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it won some awards, and I was like, I didn't even know that show was doing well.
Yeah.
I remember them making fun of Andy Samberg at one of the roasts when that show came out, and they were like, "Yeah, what are you going to do for work in like 2 months?" You know. And,
well, apparently he doesn't have to worry about that.
So,
that's right.
No Glee.
Let me find my cricket app.
Tumbleweed just went by.
They're about to enter their last season, Tim.
Tim, you can see there is no,
you know,
no amount
of
concern. Yes, the podcast is over.
Yeah, no, I'm happy that people enjoy it, and I'm happy that it's doing well for us, but it's not really my thing. That's not my thing.
Second question, if you could have any job, dream job, anything
outside of what you're currently doing. Yeah.
What would it be?
Well, it would be a tie between either the jumping hip bump or the dumping Gatorade on the coach.
So that would what you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you asked me what I thought were the most overused sports stereotypes. I'm sorry. I got confused.
What was the first one? Hip
am
bump.
Am I wearing pants? Yeah, you know, the two athletes jump up and they bump hips.
Ian and I do that every time we hit one of our goals.
For such a world of machismo, they do a lot of hip and back end touching in sports.
So wait,
but,
so you
anyway,
want to be a football player?
No,
yeah, that's what
no.
sounds
what
like.
Do
or
I want
cheerleader
to be?
For po- no football?
I'd be, you want to be, be a mascot?
I'd be a great cheerleader. Do you know I wear colors wonderfully? I don't think people get me. I don't know. What would I want to do? I think I want to be a video game tester.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Sure, why not? It's... get to sit around all day in your underwear.
Do you like video games?
Not wearing pants right now. Oh yeah, PC games, not consoles.
Okay,
sorry, console fans.
So like Myst.
Myst. Wow, way to go back in time there, man.
I have no knowledge of these games right now. The last game I had on a PC was like Oregon Trail.
So I bought a game when I was in college. We played this game in fifth grade called Museum Madness, right? And then I'm like, hey, now that I have a like education, I could probably just beat this game easily. I bought it off of Amazon for a penny. It came in the mail. It needed a DOS system to run. I wasted a penny!
Yeah. $12 shipping. Well done.
I know, exactly.
Well played, old boy.
So if you have anybody has a DOS processing system.
Andy has a game he'd like
have
to
a
play.
Game I would really like to play.
Wow. I'd like to introduce you to good old games or GOG.com, but that's for
so what's
podcast.
Your game now? What's your guilty pleasure as far
Lord
as...
Lord of the Rings Online.
Oh,
one,
no kidding.
It's free, and two, I get to channel my inner geek. Which
so, Lord of the Rings fan?
I have
big
a lot
Lord
of outer
Rings,
geek
huh?
I like to channel, too. Yeah, big Lord of the Rings. Yeah.
Lord of the Rings? Are you excited for the new Hobbit?
No. Not going to comment on those movies.
Oh.
Those I think they should have...
Horrible.
Laid off the Hobbit.
Horrible. It should be one movie.
Yeah.
One movie.
Yeah.
If the Lord of the Rings could be three... Oh, my gosh. We're geeking out. if that could be three movies, when really it should have been more like a Game of Thrones series.
Yeah.
If that could be three movies, then why is The Hobbit, which is shorter than any of those three
books, yeah.
Three movies. It's just...
But, Billy, do you think that it was, like, cast well?
Yes. I think the casting... Well, who's the main dwarf...
Oh,
I don't know who the actor's name.
Thorin.
I don't like that.
Thorin
guy.
Yeah. I don't think he's great, but I think Bilbo was cast well.
Oh,
that
yes.
was.
Oh, he's perfect.
Yes.
And I didn't read the books.
Martin Freeman.
But,
Martin,
like, Martin
he's
Freeman
great.
Does he's good in pretty much anything that he's.
Yeah, he's really
yes.
good.
Yes. Well, he and Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah.
Sherlock.
Who is the voice? Yeah, they're Sherlock.
Awesome.
And Benedict
yep.
is the voice of Smaug.
And one of the things I did like about The Hobbit is that. They've got Stephen Fry in there. He was,
yes.
They got Dame Edna was in there.
Don't remember
it
that.
It was the voice of the Goblin King. The first one.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
Then they also have Billy Connolly is going to be in the third one. So you got some of those people that weren't. Or it's like they weren't in Lord of the they weren't in the first Lord of the Rings. They weren't in Harry Potter, which every British actor you ever have known
was
in Harry Potter. You know what I mean? They're just like picking them up. But I haven't minded the Hobbit movies, but I've just felt that they don't.
It's
need
nowhere
to be as long
near
as
the
they
trilogy,
are.
Though
no.
Lord
no,
of the Rings,
no,
because.
No, no.
I seem, well, I like to watch those over, I could watch those over and over. The
yeah.
Hobbit's like, I see it, maybe I've watched the first one twice, the second one we watched twice, and that's about it. It's just like, because they could, they did.
Of your
oh,
favorite,
I would edit
of,
that way down.
Of the first three, which one's your favorite?
Of the Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
Well, you know, the first one always gets credit for being the first, just
yeah.
like...
But the third one won the Oscar.
Third one, yeah. I would give it to the third one, but I think the Oscar didn't necessarily go so much to the third one as it went to an acknowledgement
series.
Of the series.
I think
my favorite
too.
Was
yeah.
Two Towers.
Two Towers is awesome.
Two Towers is my
From
favorite,
start
but it's the same
finish,
as how I love Empire.
Awesome.
You know what I mean? Like, it's the same.
Yeah. That's true.
Two Towers is my favorite.
Well,
one.
They could just get into the heart of everything then.
Yeah.
You know, and like the action was start to finish. It was awesome.
Well, and that was like.
Good, really good.
Because that was the first time we really saw that action. In the
yeah.
third one, we had seen it in Two Towers.
Yeah.
We have a third question that we ask
oh,
all
yeah,
of
sorry.
Our guests.
We do.
all
right. We're getting to it.
If you could meet anyone, dead, alive, fictional, and have dinner with them, who would you meet and what would you eat?
I don't know if I've anticipated an answer from one of our guests more than I do right now. I want to see what he has to say about this. So your expectations
now we're putting a
are
lot
set
of pressure on it.
High.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. I'm going to bring this one way down.
way down.
I would. It would be my mom. She passed away 2 years ago from a stroke, and we would have chipped beef on toast because that was the one dish she always made that I absolutely loved and looked forward to every time. When my mom had her stroke, she stuck around for a week, but most of that time was just, you know. So I didn't really get a chance to say goodbye.
Gotcha.
Because when she was coherent, we didn't know the severity, so I'm sorry, I'm getting, like, really depressing. I'm sorry it's not like Gandhi so I could beat him up. Because he won't fight back, so. And who wouldn't like kicking around, you know, beating up some little Indian guy in his pajamas? Yeah. But no, it would be my mom. I know that's like, I hope that doesn't sound trite or.
No.
You know,
no, it doesn't.
At all. One of the things is, because a couple of your people that we've. There's a lot of people who I think have done big things or have met. Because you've probably met through Fox, you've probably met a lot of famous people, a lot of people that people would want to meet. Bob Fox is another one. He's met everybody. And for the people who have met everybody, they want to meet their parents, or they want to meet their, you know, they want 10 more minutes with your relative.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
A good deal.
We brought it back down
Chip
to
beef
the end
is
there.
Awesome, by the way.
Yeah. 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 Sure, put peas in there, man. I don't know what it was about. I mean, when I think back on what it is, it's like, ew.
I know.
I'll never make that for my family. But, God, that was the memory, man. It's chipped beef on toast. Well, at least it wasn't some of the crap my dad tried to make. Scraping mold off of bread so that we could eat grilled cheese sandwiches because my mom worked.
Did you grow up here in the cities?
No, I'm from Des Moines, which is French for the Moines.
Yeah.
The Moines.
Why is that laying out there? It's just laying flat on the table, that joke. Des Moines
it's
is French for
right
Des Moines.
We got it.
But I'm waiting. I'm making sure that every podcast listener just like.
Well, now that
there's
you've
not
brought
many.
It down
there's
again.
There's not many.
A lot of diminishing returns.
Now we've lost podcast listeners.
You're
if
welcome.
That was quite possible.
Well, Tim, you're really welcome. Quick, before we end. What and I don't know when this is going to air, so we probably are going to be like a couple episodes into the season already. But what shows are you looking forward to for this fall?
Gotham.
Yep.
And believe it or not, Jane the Virgin on the CW.
I've heard. Is that out right now, or is that
no,
coming out?
October. It'll launch in October.
Maybe it was you that was telling me about it.
Yeah,
but
I think you've
heard
talked
good,
about it before.
Like good things, or at least interesting things.
Right, and you know, I'm so focused on, excuse me, what we're doing this fall that I haven't paid much attention to what's coming to the other networks. Mm-hmm. But I'm, you know, keep my options open. I don't have to. I'm not under contract to watch only my stations. Like one of my favorite shows is Modern Family. I guess I could have referenced that earlier, and not because it's, you know, I run the reruns. It's ABC, you know. So I'll keep.
Is Constantine or Hellblazer? Is that coming to you guys?
No.
That's on a different channel.
Yeah, some other channel.
You guys have Flash, Arrow, and Gotham.
Yes.
And iZombie.
That'll be coming, yeah. That'll be what they call mid-season or winter season or who knows what.
And then, depending on the time that we air this, Mulaney may or may not be canceled?
Correct.
Tim's putting a stamp of approval on that.
I have the utmost confidence that Mulaney may or may not still be on the air by the time you're listening to this.
Well, Tim, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day today. And
so how much am I getting paid to be on this?
It's always fun. Cut. Wait, we're done.
Wait a minute. Ian didn't explain it to you.
Podcast is over.
Oh, I got to pay?
Do we get a tour of the Fox 18 studio?
Yeah, if you're prepared to be underwhelmed.
Awesome. Ian and I are in a consistent state of prepared to be underwhelmed.
Yeah, that's right. We expect it. We expect to be underwhelmed.
Well, Tim, thank you very much for being our guest today.
It was my honor.
We'll probably talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, always fun.
Hey, we're still talking. Why wait till tomorrow?
Hey, thank you.